Snowplow show. It's not about snow, it's all about phones. Listen to them ring and enjoy the show.
Go to fucking hell.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 762. Today is July 4th, and the show is brought to you by your boy John Cena, Christine, Rev, Casey Deeply, and high school graduate. They support the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. You can do the same thing on Spotify and soon Apple. I've been saying that Apple works for a long time, but apparently it hadn't been. But I've done the things that I'm supposed to do. I'm waiting to be approved, I guess, on it. I'm a big dummy and didn't fill out the tax forms or whatever. Oops. Last night, right around midnight, so technically on July 4th, I did an unplanned live show over on the prankcast.com. And this time I remembered to post about it on Twitter, so don't blame me if you didn't catch the live show. I did delete the tweet because what's the point in keeping that up after the show's over? But this was a short show, and I basically did the exact same prank over and over and over and over for about an hour and 20 minutes. And I think I've cut it down to about 45 minutes or so, so I got rid of most of the crap, and that's what we're about to hear today. First, just one quick announcement. Nick Caesar, he's released two ebooks of prank call art. One for the PLA and the Snowplow show, and then the other one for Dwight the Janitor and his show. And he let me put them both up on worldofprankcalls.com. So if you want to look at those, I'm going to make a post about them soon on worldofprankcalls.com so people can find them easier. But for now, I'm just going to give you the URL, which is worldofprankcalls.com/media. Go to that URL and you will find both of those ebooks. And I am blown away by the PLA one because it's filled with art that I guess I've never seen before. Or maybe I've just forgotten because I'm old and my memory sucks. But I'm pretty sure it's stuff that I just had never seen before. I'm betting he probably posted it in the Facebook group. And you know, sometimes the Facebook group, I don't go there for a month or two. I probably just missed a bunch of this art. So it's really cool for me to see this. This will be stuff that a lot of you haven't seen because I never used it as show art because I didn't know it existed. So go check that out, worldofprankcalls.com/media. And that's the only announcement I have. Here is the live show from last night. Hey everybody, I'm making calls. Just a few calls. I'm gonna do like an hour maybe. I think, oh God, what are we listening to? I'm listening to my Upside Down playlist. It's supposed to help prevent Vecna from coming and killing me. It's basically my favorite songs from Spotify mixed in with a bunch of weird 80s stuff. So that's what we're listening to tonight. As I make some calls. I'd like to apologize to whoever else is currently on Prankcast. Who was it again? Oh yeah, Luxapol. But he's been on for 3 hours and 20 minutes, so he can handle it. He had 3 hours and 20 minutes without me, right? It's cool. The show's gonna go as long as it takes me to drink in exactly 32 ounces of water to offset all the whiskey I've been drinking. So let's get started. That's Louders whiskey. My BFF's favorite kind of whiskey. Got me started on Louders. Who's gonna pick up their phone in the middle of the night?
This is Tom. Please leave your name, number, and message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Tom, pick up the phone. I'm in the middle of setting my broadcast title over here on the PC, you know? Knock it off with those frickin' fireworks. That's the title of today's show. There we go. Tom, are you there? Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Are you there, Tom? Hello? Pick up the phone! Pick it up. Pick it up, Thomas. Thomas, it's me. It's your neighbor. All right, whatever. You know why I'm calling. Dragonmere wants me to tell him it's a dream emergency. A D-emergency.
Hello?
Amy, it's your neighbor. Hey. It's Roy. I'm with the Village Condom Associates. Association?
Oh.
Sorry.
Hi.
Hey, listen, you need to knock it off with those fireworks.
Wait.
People are trying to sleep tonight, Amy, and I'm one of those people. I live close enough to you where I can hear all the fireworks you're making go off up.
This is a prank call, right?
No, it's not a prank call. Just, can you please knock it off?
Who is this?
No, I'm serious.
Who is this? Roy. Is this Brian?
Roy with the Condom Associates. Condominium Associates.
Who is this?
I'm sorry. It's next door Nick. He writes stuff in here as Condom Associates. He writes condom ass, which I think is immature.
Who is this?
It's Roy with the condom ass.
I don't even live there anymore.
You're not on Circle?
I moved. Who is this?
Where'd you move to? What's your new address? I'm going to update the records here.
Shut up. Is this Brian?
Updating the records. No, it's... Okay, you got me. It's Brian. What are you doing?
Your voice sounds weird. Did you, like... this? I mean, I could tell this is so something you would do.
I've been drinking a lot of whiskey tonight. A lot of whiskey scotch.
Whose phone are you calling me from?
Do you know Mrs. Steumann? She lives in the Blue House.
Who?
Mrs. Steumann.
Wow, you're wasted. What's the matter with you?
I'm not wasted. Come on. It's just a little bit of whiskey. I'm drinking water right now to offset it so I don't puke later tonight.
Bad.
But do you know Mrs. Steumann? She's in the Blue House.
No, I don't.
Okay. I went over to her house tonight. I know it's weird because she's kind of old, but me and her hooked up.
Okay.
And honestly, it's kind of the best, the best sex I've ever had in my entire life.
That's weird.
Like she knows what she's...
Your accent is different in everything. What is wrong with your voice right now?
Why are you saying I have an accent? That's just weird. What the hell, Amy?
Well, you don't normally have an accent, but now you do.
Well, it's the the whiskey brings
that's
it out.
That's why I couldn't recognize you immediately.
You know how sometimes people get hit in the head and suddenly they have a British accent?
Now you're Southern?
Yeah, well, it's more like an Illinois a homosexual. That's what I call my accent, the Illinois homosexual Illinoisian.
No, because I'm originally from Illinois. I don't have any Southern in my accent.
Yeah,
at
but
all.
What part of Illinois?
Chicago is.
Yeah, see, I'm way down there from down south, down in the 618 area code, motherfucker.
You know, okay.
Kind of right across from the river from St. Louis. I don't know the map
of the United States.
Hey, I was more by East St. Louis. Is there any other St. Louis?
I didn't know that Illinois bordered Missouri?
Yeah.
What state is that?
Come on. You ever read any Mark Twain? It's right across the Mississippi River. Like he came down from you know, that one town once and passed right through.
No,
all
I never had. Never made to read that.
He worked in St. Louis. Made to read it? What are you, a fucking idiot? You don't like Mark Twain? You know what? I don't think we're friends anymore.
Wow. Okay. Dick.
What are you listening
to? I'm trying to turn the stereo off.
You're trying to what?
No, I'm trying to turn the stereo. I don't have Wi-Fi in my house yet because I just moved in two days ago.
That's nice, honey.
So I've had to live in, so I've had to listen to CDs.
Oh. Wow.
Because we also don't have unlimited data on my phone. My dad said that I made us run out.
You're like a damn caveman.
So I know. It's. But I'm like busy unpacking and stuff.
Oh, sorry to bother you while you're busy. Okay, whatever. What the fuck ever,
no,
Amy.
That's
bye.
Not what I mean.
Bye, Amy.
No, that's not.
Bye.
That's
whatever.
Not what I meant.
See you later. Bye.
I meant I don't have to watch TV and.
I hung up on Amy. She's being a total bitch. Well, that was weird. I enjoyed that, kind of. Oh, man. Okay, let's call Linda. Yeah, what the hell? The Prime Minister says she sounds a bit drunk herself. She did sound like she's, like, blasting CDs at me. I didn't ask her what she's listening to.
Hello?
Hey, Linda.
Yeah?
It's Roy, your neighbor down the road. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to knock it off with those fireworks. Come on, we're trying to sleep. You know I got work in... why is everybody laughing at me?
Yeah. We were listening to him.
Yeah, no, I know you're listening to him after you shoot him off out your window. Like, why are you even shooting him off from inside your house? That's dangerous.
They sounded pretty close.
Well, yeah, because you're shooting him out your window. Why don't you knock it off? You shoot mortars out your window. What if one of those misfires and goes off in your room? Probably blow out your eardrums, you fucking idiot.
Did you you want to talk to Joe?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on.
Hurry up.
It's a neighbor. I think it's been Roy.
Hello.
Joe.
Yeah?
That wife of yours is trying to convince me that you guys aren't setting off the fireworks. But
no.
Listen, I'm getting real sick of your shit, and you need to stop it, okay? I'm trying to sleep. I have work in the morning.
Who's this?
It's Roy, your neighbor. He's down the road a little bit. I don't appreciate it, you know? Maybe it was cute at like 11 p.m. and 12 p.m., but what is it now, like
what?
3 in the fucking morning, Joe?
It's not me.
Oh, I know it's you. And that I know you told Linda to say that too, but you need to stop setting off the fire.
I just got done with an operation, new hip put in.
Oh, really? Just now at 3 a.m? You just had a new hip put in at 3 a.m?
You know,
doesn't
you know where
sound
Owens live?
Very likely, Joe.
You know where Owens live?
Yeah.
Well, that's the guys you got to talk to.
No, it's you. You and Linda. You went off and bought those illegal fireworks that you shouldn't even be shooting off around here in the state. And you need to knock it the fuck off. I'm trying to sleep. I got work in the morning. You know what time I have to get up?
Yeah.
You know what time I have to get up, Joe? Joe!
Yeah.
You know what time I have to get up?
I don't know, but you need to go to work.
Yeah, I know. I need to work. And I'm probably going to feel like shit tomorrow because you're out there shooting off fireworks all night. Why don't you grow the fuck up, Joe?
Now, who's this again?
This is Roy.
I'm trying to wake up.
Roy down the road. Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
What were you dreaming about?
Doing what in the back?
What?
You live next to,
Joe.
What
were you dreaming about?
I don't know.
Come on. Okay, then it sounds mighty suspicious that you claim to be sleeping, but you don't know what you're dreaming about. It kind of sounds like you're lying to me, and you were actually shooting off fireworks.
No, I didn't shoot no fireworks off.
What were you dreaming about then?
I'm here trying to heal up. I got a broken hip.
Aw. How'd you break your hip?
I had one replaced 2017 and it come apart.
Ah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe it's not the smartest thing for you to be lighting off fireworks out your bedroom window like this. Or if Linda's doing it, you need to tell Linda to knock it off. Tell that wife of yours to stop it.
Yeah, we don't play games like that. We don't mess with no fireworks.
Did you say you were dreaming about wetting the bed? Really? Why?
Oh,
you don't still
man.
Wet the bed, do you?
Yeah.
Joe, do you have any time? Do you have any idea what time I have to be up in the morning?
We should be getting ready to go to work now.
Me? I should? Do you know what time it is right now?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like 3 a.m. Like almost three and a half in the morning. You need to knock it off with those fireworks.
Is she doing them?
And you tell that wife of yours, she needs to knock it off too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to be a smartass and say that she can do them because I told you not to do them. You're being childish, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta go back to sleep.
What are you gonna dream about when you go back to sleep?
What?
What are you gonna dream about?
Pissed in the bed.
Just in the bed?
Yeah.
You pissed in the bed?
Yeah.
You did piss in the bed.
Yeah, I can't get up quick enough.
Oh, don't piss in the bed, Joe. Come on. Joe, can you give Linda a kiss goodnight for me?
Yeah, all right.
All right, kiss her good, though. You know, kiss her for real. Kiss her like you mean it.
Yeah.
Please? Will you think of me while you kiss her?
I don't know, but I'm going to bed. You have a good night.
All right, while you're kissing her, I want you to imagine me.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine it's my tongue in your mouth.
I don't know. Turn away.
turn the light on? I heard the light switch.
Hang it.
Joe. Linda, don't hang up. All right, that was weird. Ugh, I'm forgetting to drink my water. Okay, I'm going to drink some water. Did he really say he was pissing the bed both times? Because that's kind of sad. I don't like that. What the hell, Joe? Stop trying to bring us down on my comedy show here. I don't like it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
I thought P-Bola was just kidding about that. But yeah, Mr. Biggs, I saved him. I stopped him from pissing the bed because I woke him up. Good night, Jake. I hope you have sweet dreams. Have a good night's sleep. Try not to piss the bed like Joe. Hey! Roseanne. I'm sorry, I had the music going. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. Oh, Joanne. I'm going to try one more time. I think she picked up and I couldn't hear. It's all Jake's fault because he was forcing me to wish him a good night's sleep, and I was. I'm sorry, Roseanne. I heard you pick up, but, you know, it's Roy from the...
Who are you?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, yes?
Are you guys okay? Are you there?
Yeah, what's the matter?
Were you sleeping? Are you awake? Are you sitting down? Just tell me you're sitting... Hello?
Hello, yeah, what's wrong?
Nothing. Like, you two need to stop setting off fireworks. It is entirely too late for that. Do you have
fireworks?
We're
not setting off fireworks, man. Listen, we got the wrong people.
Listen here, buddy. Do you have any idea what time we have to be up in the morning?
Okay. Who is this, first of all? This is a prank call?
No, it's not a prank call. Do I sound like I'm a kid? This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Sounds like James. What time is it?
What do you mean I sound like James? This is Roy Gerbil.
And it's, I don't believe that.
What do you mean? Look, just stop it with the fireworks. Knock it off, okay?
Okay, excuse me. We don't have any fireworks.
Yeah.
We're older people. We haven't done any fireworks. What address do you have? Give me your freaking address you're looking for.
You're acting all indignant because I'm accusing you of the fireworks. You're accusing me of prank calls when I'm obviously not a 13-year-old.
What is the address you're looking at, though? Tell me the address.
Sure, 20 Drive.
Okay, this is some kind of joke.
You're a fucking joke, lady.
You don't live on. Okay, this is a joke. How do you have my address? That's what I want to know.
Because it's in the directory, and I'm with the HOA. You fucking idiot. You need to knock it off with those fucking fireworks. I gotta get up for work in the morning. I don't appreciate this at all.
How do you have my address, though? That's the weird. Who are you, freak? How do you have my address?
You're calling me a freak? Okay. You're the one shooting off fireworks at 3:30 in the morning.
Don't mess with me, man. Don't fuck with me. Don't you dare come near me.
Roseanne, what time I have to get up in the morning?
Yeah, okay. But let me tell you something. Don't fuck with me. Hang up this fucking phone and don't call me fucking back.
So are you the one that wears the pants in the family? Is that why you're taking charge now?
No, I don't wear the pants in the family.
How come your husband's being so quiet? He sounds kind of soft.
Sleeping? Because it's 3 a.m, you fuck? What are you calling me for? You're probably in some other fucking place. You're probably in some other fucking place, aren't you?
What are you
probably
talking
after some little, you're, hell yeah, you are. You freak. What do you call people in the middle of the night? Get a fucking life, okay? Don't fucking come near here. I'll fucking
The only reason I'm awake is because you're setting off your fucking fireworks, you fucking bitch.
Oh, okay. Bye, you psychopath. Go get a fucking life, you weirdo.
I bet you don't need... She doesn't... Jesus Christ. Holy shit, I love this song. I'll be right back. I gotta pee, you guys. I'm drinking a lot of water.
Cool.
Hey, Teresa.
Yeah?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association. Can you please...
Wow.
Can you... What? Wow. What's wrong? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, like, was wondering who the heck's calling in the middle...
Oh, yeah.
3:30 something in the morning.
Yeah, I think it's 3:43 currently. I think your clock's a little off.
No, it's 3:48 or 3:43. I can't see it. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, yeah.
Now you know. 43 minutes. Can you please stop knocking? Stop setting off the fireworks this late at night. We just need you to stop, okay? We've got complaints.
Yeah, I don't know who you think you're calling, but I've never touched a firework in my life.
Teresa, come on. That's a silly lie.
No, it isn't.
We know it's you. Just, you're not in any trouble.
I swear to God. I live at 73.
Oh, hey. Oh. Hey, no reason for that. I know your address, drive. It's cool. But just...
You what?
I know your address, drive. Can you please just not...
My what?
Your address. Just stop trying to... But yeah, thank you. Can you please just knock it off with the fireworks, please? Because, you know, people
are...
I don't
know what you're talking about. People, I have not touched any fireworks. I swear to God.
I know that technically July 4th, but it's kind of July 3rd. And
I don't even know you. How in the heck would you... Yeah, my number, and I don't put off fireworks. In fact, I haven't even heard any. I'm sitting here on my couch watching TV, and I haven't heard any fireworks tonight.
Wait a minute. You're watching TV, but then you're pretending that you were asleep, and you're really tired.
No, I wasn't pretending I was asleep. I was just wondering who was calling me in the middle of the night.
I don't know. Can you just please knock it off with those fireworks? Because, you know, people in the neighborhood are trying to sleep, and you're the only one shoot. Okay, there she goes. Like Teresa wanting to celebrate with her fucking fireworks. 3:43 in the morning. And normal people have to work in the morning. It's the middle of the week. Or wait, no, it's Sunday. But, you know, tomorrow is a work day. Wait, no, tomorrow's July 4th. I guess, well, some people, you know, not everything's off but on July 4th. Teresa. And she was totally acting like she was asleep, right? Oh, my vision's so blurry. She said she didn't have her glasses on, but she's watching television. How's she watching television? Can she not
see? Call.
She can see the television, but not her digital clock. Bullshit. Also, who doesn't have their cell phone next to them with the screen right there with the time on it while they're watching television? How else are you going to look up all the trivia on IMDb while you're watching television? See who's in things. Everyone does that, right? It's a bunch of bullshit is what Teresa is. So what? Okay, Moldy says she's nearsighted or farsighted. Bullshit. I mean, I guess her clock could be right next to her, and she needs her reading glasses to see her clock. Susan.
Hello?
Susan!
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Can you please knock it off with those fireworks? It's July 3rd,
what
technically.
What are you talking? I don't even live in your park.
Yes, you do. And you're setting off fireworks. People have to work in the morning. Not everybody has.
You just woke me up.
Not everybody has July
4th. I was sound asleep.
What were you dreaming about then?
I was sound asleep.
What were you dreaming about?
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, so you obviously weren't sleeping.
I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Okay, you're not in any trouble. We're not going to fine you this time. Just...
I don't give a... You ain't finding me at all because I don't even fucking live wherever the fuck you're calling from. You fucking woke me up.
Yeah, right. Why can't you tell me what you're dreaming about then? Because you're full of shit. You're full of shit, Susan. Just
God
not...
God damn, you fucking crazy motherfuckers.
Just knock it off with the fireworks. We've had a pretty good answer rate tonight. You know, like, most people are picking up. I mean, not most people, like half of the people picked up, though. It's pretty good. Usually it's like every 10th person picks up this late at night. For me, anyway. Guess we're just getting lucky. These people are up celebrating July 3rd. It's the weirdest thing. It's so quiet in our neighborhood tonight. Like, not a lot of people are shooting off fireworks.
Hello?
Hey, Sean.
Sean. What?
Yeah. Sean.
Yeah.
It's Roy.
Hello.
It's Roy from the homeowners from the homeowners association. Were you sleeping? Sean.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Listen here,
Roy,
Sean.
From the homeowners association.
Yes. You need to knock it off with those fireworks because people are trying to sleep. We're getting.
No, I wasn't shooting off fireworks last night.
No, tonight, like right now, you need to knock it off. We know you're doing it. You just need to stop it, okay?
No, I'll tell you what you need to stop. I wasn't shooting off any fireworks. I don't know who this is. Call me. I don't know what time of the morning.
It's. Can you look at your clock and let me know?
What?
We've had several of your neighbors tell us that it's you.
Several of my neighbors? No.
No, we have microphones set up around the neighborhood, and we've triangulated the position of the fireworks. And it's ridiculous, okay?
Excuse me?
Listen, ma'am. People have to go to work in the morning. You need to tell Sean to knock it off.
Sir, oh. What you need to do...
Mm-hmm.
If you need to make sure you know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about. I'm with the homeowners association, ma'am. And you need to tell Sean to stop ranting and raving there in the background. He's like hollering and everything.
Yeah, why are you calling us at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Because you're setting off fireworks.
Who the hell are you?
Is it you that's setting off the fireworks?
No.
Okay.
No, there are people who are directly across the street from our house. They always, every single year, they're like three or four families that go in and they set off this huge firework thing. The mortars that are going off, we are setting off nothing. We are sleeping.
Okay, what were you dreaming about?
We are sleeping.
What were you dreaming?
We are asleep.
No, what were you dreaming about?
Nothing.
Okay.
I don't know who you think you are.
Sounds mighty suspicious that you don't know what you're dreaming about if you were actually sleeping. Sounds kind of like you were setting off fireworks. And also, why are you out of breath? Did you just run in from outside from setting off your mortars?
No.
Then why are you out of breath? Hey, who's Sean talking to?
Why am I out of breath? What was I dreaming about?
You were out of breath. You were like... You were breathless, and, like, yelling at me. Sounds like you're all hopped up on scotch whiskey or something.
No, what happened is that I got my husband's phone rang twice in the middle of the night, startling us awake.
Oh, come on. Startling you awake? It's just a telephone.
How do you have this number? How do you know who this is?
I am with the Homeowners Association. Who is he talking to? Who's Sean talking to?
Me.
What? No, he's on the phone with somebody.
And himself.
Oh, he's just over there ranting.
Oh, know what? I actually have the ability to speak to, you know, hear what he's saying and to listen to some lunatic who decides that he can call someone in the middle of the night.
Oh.
Where do you live, Roy?
I thought he was on the phone or something.
No.
I'm
about to call the police, though.
Oh, don't be
with
silly.
His phone number.
I'm here in the neighborhood. I live on Hills Drive. And I'm with the Homeowners Association, and you just need to knock it off with the fireworks. Stop this silly charade.
You need to actually triangulate at the right place.
Oh, we triangulated everything. We have microphones set up around the neighborhood. We triangulated fireworks.
Do you know how close the houses are together, Roy? Because... There are people who are across the street from us.
Well,
they
also,
set them off in the
also,
street in front of our house.
Mrs. Stewman called us and said she saw you setting them off from your window. You thought you'd be safe if you did them from your room and just shot them out the window.
Oh, my God, this is crazy.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Do not call this number again. We will call the police.
You need to tell that Sean in the background to shut the fuck up. He was just ranting in the background, you guys. Did you hear that? Wait. Okay, I'm sorry. Did I tell them about the triangulation thing? Because I can't remember. I thought that was the previous call that I told about triangulation with microphones. Was that them? I'm a little confused. You guys couldn't hear him? Or Peebola couldn't hear? Turn up your hearing aids, Peebola. Turn up your battery. Yeah, I read yesterday that Portland, Oregon, where I live, they're getting ready to set up those microphones all over the city to triangulate gunshots. And, you know, everyone's just like, oh, stupid. Just going to triangulate all the fireworks that people set off year-round. They don't work. So, of course, you know, the Homeowners Association, they probably set those up just to triangulate, like, bullshit, like fireworks in the middle of the night. Yeah, it's actually a thing. A lot of cities do that. I've always heard that it works pretty good, but apparently, well, I don't know. People just like to complain on the internet. It probably works fine, but they're saying it doesn't work at all.
I've always heard that.
Listen here, buddy. I'm trying to do a show.
If you're going to be nice and take your clothes off, why don't you come up to Harpo's? Dick fucker.
Don't call me a dick fucker, motherfucker.
Ass fuck.
Hey.
Why don't you come up to Harpo's?
I command you to apologize to me for calling me an ass fuck.
Down here to,
Alright, bye. I don't know what that was. That was someone calling in to me. I'm not even calling from a number that can be called back. I think that was just a listener or something. Somebody sicking somebody on me. I don't know. I've been on, 51 minutes. I have 9 minutes, right? I have 9 minutes. It's cool. I have 9 minutes to drink this,
Hello.
8 ounces of water. That wasn't you, was it, Peebola? Don't make me tell people your number, because guess what? It wasn't a Canadian number that called me.
Hello?
Hey, Byron. What is all that racket in the background?
Who is this?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association. What's all that racket? You got your TV on? Byron. Byron, can you hear me over that loud-ass TV? It's Roy from the Homeowners Association. I'm your neighbor.
Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah. Yeah, I live over on Street.
Okay. What do you got, games?
Games? No, listen here, Byron. You need to knock it off with those fireworks you're setting off. At 3-4 o'clock in the morning now. You know, people have to work.
I am so of it.
Some people have to work in the morning.
God bless you, dude.
What do you mean, God bless you, me? And you tell that bitch in the background just to shut the fuck up.
Okay, who are you?
I thought she was a loud-ass TV. Turns out she's a loud-ass human.
That's somebody tripping and playing games.
I'm not tripping. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
If you've been to Walmart, just show up on my doorstep right now, then.
Byron, tell that bitch to just shut the fuck up, please. We're trying to have a man talk here.
God bless you.
Yeah, you gonna reach.
God bless
you. Oh, God bless you, Byron. But, you know, it's obviously you. I mean, you're awake at 4 a.m.
You're awake.
No,
you're just awake.
I'm awake because neighbors are complaining about you, and I have to deal with it. So just knock it off.
Don't even try.
Just knock it off, Byron. You and that wife of yours, you both knock it off.
Listen. What? Listen.
I'm listening. You're not saying anything. I just hear that wife of yours going on and on in the background, hollering.
That's the TV you hear.
No, that's not the TV. That's your wife. Knock it off, Byron.
No, you're full of shit.
What do you mean I'm full of shit? You're the one setting off fireworks at 4 a.m.
Fireworks.
And it's technically not even July 3rd. Come on. I mean, it's not July 4th. It's July 3rd.
Yeah, quit drinking.
Why would you assume that I'm drinking? Drugs. Why are you assuming that I'm
drugs?
I don't use drugs. I'm a Christian, Byron.
Quit doing drugs.
Yeah, that's the TV. Turn that TV down, Byron.
My name ain't even Byron.
Who are you?
Huh?
Do you live on Drive?
This is Reginald.
Reginald?
And he left his phone over here.
Oh. Well, you...
He left his phone.
All right, listen, Reginald, you need to get a hold of Byron. Also, you need to turn that fucking TV down.
Reginald.
I know. I get it. You're Reginald. Okay.
I live in Ann Arbor, so whatever TV you're hearing, dude, is crazy. That's what I thought was.
What are you talking about? I hear the TV in the background. I'm not.
I know. I'm saying whatever TV that you're hearing, wherever you're at. I said I'm in Ann Arbor.
Turn it the fuck down, Byron. I mean, Reginald. Turn your TV off. You're on the phone.
No, dude, you just said that my TV was interrupting you, and then you called me him because you called his phone.
Also, it's just loud. Just turn it down. Also, that wife of yours, she sounds really unsatisfied.
That's a girlfriend, and her name is Nancy.
All right,
so
Reginald.
Get her name right.
All right, I'm sorry, Reginald.
And don't call her a bitch.
Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called her a bitch, but she was kind of being a B.
No, you don't even know me.
I know. I was trying to call Byron. Where's Byron? Is there any way you can get a hold of Byron and just...
This is his phone, dumbass.
Tell him to knock it off with those fucking fireworks. It's 4 a.m.
Fireworks?
Yeah, he's setting off fireworks at 4 a.m. over here on Drive. And you need... Listen here, Reginald. You need to turn off that television and go satisfy your girlfriend. Because she sounds very unhappy.
You know what? Satisfy your gay lover.
Maybe I will later. But, you know, right now I'm trying to deal with you.
Yeah.
Dude, you
ain't got nothing else to do at this time.
Can you message Byron, like, on Facebook or something? Okay, he hung up. Exactly 8 ounces of water left. And then I'll be finished with my 32 ounces of water. And I can go to sleep, and I can wake up every hour after that to go pee. It's gonna be great. Yeah, as I was saying before, like, there's not a lot of fireworks happening out there tonight, because apparently they outlawed them up in Washington, which is where everybody, you know, would go across the river to buy their illegal mortars and stuff. So everyone in Oregon, or Portland at least, is stuck with the shitty Walmart fireworks, like sparklers and all that other stuff. Also, I'm not crazy. That wasn't the TV, right? That was actually Reginald's girlfriend, Nancy, in the background, hollering. But she was responding to me, right? He was trying to convince me it was the TV the whole time. Probably Byron. Probably full of shit. He didn't want to get in trouble. Like, oh, no. My name's Reginald. That's a completely different person. Yeah, I'm all for fireworks just being a thing of the past. Give us laser shows and
forwarded to an automatic voice
drones with lights on them. I'm good with that. That's probably just the old person in me talking. Fuck fireworks. I can't believe I didn't set anyone's houses on fire when I was a kid, just fucking around with fireworks all the time. By the way, I'm calling from Next Door Nick's submissions that he sends me all the time. And it's just like there's a lot of ladies. I keep getting ladies' names in here. I want to get some men that'll yell at me. I mean, even though most of them have put the man on the phone to yell at me. So we're calling up Robert.
Hello?
Hey, Robert.
Yeah?
It's Roy, your neighbor.
Yeah?
Hey, can you just knock it off with those fireworks, please? Like, it's after 4 a.m. now. I gotta get up for work in the morning. You just keep setting off those mortars and all those noisemakers and stuff. I got work in the morning. I know it's a holiday, but... What?
Yeah, but I don't have any fireworks.
No, I know it's you. Just, if you could just knock it off, I'd really appreciate it. I gotta work in the morning.
I don't have any fireworks. I'm in the basement. I'm sleeping in a basement right now.
You should be setting off fireworks in a basement. That's crazy, Robert.
What the hell? Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I have to work in the morning. You know what time I have to get up?
I don't have any fireworks going off. I don't have any fireworks at all.
Okay, you're not in any trouble. I'm just your neighbor. I just want you to please stop.
What the hell's going on? I'm not tired. You may call the police.
No, don't call the police. I should call the police on you for setting off fireworks at 4 in the morning. I'm surprised they haven't come over already to make you cut that out.
You give me a headache, you asshole.
Give you a headache?
You give me a headache, you asshole. I'm not setting off any goddamn fireworks. I never set any goddamn fireworks off. Who in the hell are you? I'm fine on you. Is this a joke?
It's Roy. I live in your neighborhood. I live, you know, just a few blocks away.
I don't give a shit where you live.
I live over on Trail. Can you just knock it off with those fireworks, Robert? You son of a bitch.
I'm on court.
You what?
I live on court.
Yeah, I know. I live over on Trail.
Listen to me. I don't have any fireworks.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you would say if you were setting off fireworks at 4 in the morning. Like, just please, Robert. Poor Robert. Jesus Christ. That was loud.
To an automatic voice message system. 2, 4.
I hate to tell you this, you guys, but I have finished my water. Go refill it, but I think I'm going to be done with the show now. I did more than an hour. I did an hour and 16 minutes. Even if a lot of it was music. And, you know, me going off the pee and stuff. Let's try one last number. Wait, let me get a male's name. Not Michelle, not Janet, not... Oh, wait, here's Steven. I thought it said Stephanie. Yeah, I assume the show reels come up immediately, and I'll try to remember to just start the show reel here on theprankcast.com. Kimberly, Valerie, Nathan. Okay, Nathan. It's going to be the very last one. Nathan, hello? It's Roy. Nathan?
Lou.
Nathan, are you there?
No.
What? Is this not Nathan? Okay, I'm calling Nathan back. Nathan! It's Roy.
Who's
from
this?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association. You can't hang up on us. Oh, apparently he can. All right, one last try. Very rude. Nathan, are you happy with your car's extended warranty? He's just hanging up. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm glad you're all here. Looks like there's 45 people listening right now. I wonder if anyone else is going to do a show next. Oh, it looks like Luxapool's still on, but it says he's doing 3 hours, and it's the same time it was before. Is he really on? That's weird. I don't know. Go listen to Luxapool, I guess. But I'm done. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Oh, and I ate a cutie GU812. He's going to do a show next, right? I ate a cutie blah, 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 blah. Hey, look. These people are calling me back. Let's see who this is. Hey.
Oh, it looks like Luxapool.
Oh, you're just going to play my show back at me?
I'm assuming that you're drunk, which makes it even better. Why do you keep calling a payphone on a Friday night at 1 o'clock in the morning? Please tell me that.
What's wrong with calling a payphone at 1 in the morning? Got a problem with that, lady?
It's really fun. Where are you at?
I'm in Southern Illinois. That explains my accent.
This is Harpo's Pizza Bar.
All right, bye, it's honey. Really, I don't know what that was. Anyway, I ate a cutie GU812. He's going to be doing a show next. Thank you for doing a show next, sir. Can't wait to listen to it.
Hey, Brad, this is Arizin from California. I just wanted to thank you for showing me that podcast, Pretend. I want you to know that the second I heard of it, I clicked on the link and I didn't finish your video so I could watch, like, wow, you know, listen to that podcast instead of yours. Hey, but
wow.
I'll just say, hey, that series was amazing, dude. That prank caller, dude.
Yeah.
Man, that dude has some mental issues, bro.
It really was
That's
good.
That's crazy, man. I also became a Patreon supporter for him, and I did that $3 a month.
Aww.
All I can afford, but thanks. Also, I've been loving your recent Hobo episodes.
You got to tell him that I sent you, so he thinks I'm cool. Make sure you do that.
Keep it up, man. Have a good one.
I'll try to keep it up. Yeah, that was a good series about PrankNet and the crazy Burger King strip search guy who somehow never got charged for anything.
even though he ruined countless lives and tricked adults into strip-searching minors. Somehow that's okay, but here I am doing 5 years of probation for some pretty harmless prank calls. And yeah, he went pretty deep on that stuff. I learned stuff that I didn't know about before, about the strip search guy and I think about PrankNet, and definitely about the Milgram experiments. Is that what they're called? I always forget. So very fascinating stuff. Look in the show notes of the previous episode and you'll have links to this podcast series, pretendradio.org, I think it was. And they have a 4-part series on prank calls. And I haven't listened to their other stuff yet, but it seemed like, you know, for a true crime type podcast, it's got pretty interesting material on there that I might listen to. I've been meaning to check them out more. So everybody go listen. This guy says it's good and I'm not full of crap.
It's Corbin guy again. Hey, God Corbin damn guy. It. Yeah, and you kept saying Grega. No, it's Gregor. You picked it up.
I was trying to say Grega, like just the G sound. Where would the or come from, Corbin guy?
From somebody who typed it into the chat at one point in time. Now it's a fucking obsession of mine and just... At the moment, it's not an obsession.
Calm down, Corbin guy.
And what the hell am I talking about? Maybe he's having an episode. Hello out there in Radio Land. You need to subscribe to this channel. You need to join the Patreon. You need to wave the hand in front of the stormtroopers and be like, no, this is power. Okay,
I
no,
agree.
It's Grega. Well, Greg Gore, but Greg, I don't know.
I'm going to keep trying to say Greg, just the G sound, but it never works. I just say Grega.
You know, because of the whole thing about his sister, and where do we go from here?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's very funny. It's very funny, and I've been listening to
your long voicemail.
Too many audiobooks, but listen to... Evil Rabbit or Panda Radio, EvilRabbit13.mixler.com.
EvilRabbit13.mixler.com. Is that your Mixler? Do they give people subdomains now? That's pretty, that doesn't work for me. And I'm too lazy to go searching around for Evil Rabbit 13. You need to come over to the Prankcast, Corbin guy, if you're still doing your radio show. I have completely ditched Mixler. I don't have the app on my phone. I don't have notifications. Not that the notifications ever worked. Come and do your show on the Prankcast.
Hey, Brad. This is your neighbor Cody over in the blue house.
Hey, Cody.
I'm just calling to let you know, my son is allergic to fireworks. So if you can, on the 4th, not do any fireworks and instead just throw confetti up in the air.
All right.
You can make like bang noises or something, but just no actual fireworks.
I'll just say the word bang.
Please. All right. Thank you. Happy 4th.
Thanks, Cody No Name. I don't even know if we have a fireworks show here in Portland. I'm not going to try and go to downtown Portland on the night of July 4th. I've made that mistake before. That's a mess.
Brad. It's the Nobby guy.
Hey, Nobby
guy. And I want to say thanks for posting the link of my book up in the wee website. That'll help some. That'll help some of my sales.
Yeah.
As long as people give me good reviews. That's all. I guess that's all.
I'm going to give you a good review after I read it. I actually ordered your book. It arrived in the mail. It's sitting on my desk. I have another book that I'm on the end of it now. Just about done. But your book will be the next one that I read. I'm going to learn all about Harm OCD. Is that what it's called, I think? Harm OCD. Nobby Guy's new number one bestseller.
Asking for. I found out about this weird spray. It's called the Vulva Original,
mm-hmm.
And it is a vaginal scented spray which is produced by movement and sweating in the female intimate area. Anyway, that sounds weird. All right,
fuck, Nobby guy? What are you talking
about?
I think I heard Distorted View talking about this stuff. Or wait, no, he was watching a video of a guy reviewing a bunch of vaginal scents and other weird scents.
Apartment pranks. Say that you want to spray deodorant all over the walls, and like say I need to spray deodorant everywhere because I can't live.
I'll do that
in an apartment that hasn't got.
I want my entire apartment to smell like a vagina.
Deodorant in it. Bye.
All right, bye, freaking Nobby guy. I'll try to remember to put a link to his book in the show notes again. It seems like an easy read. Not super long or anything.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, fake Crimson.
Just wanted to thank you for the collector's edition PLA hoodies.
Yeah.
It's great.
You're welcome.
I like the special designs on them and stuff, and I like all the autographs, too.
Yep, definitely those
appreciate
things.
Appreciate it. But I had a question.
They totally exist.
Who's that guy that is rapping at sometimes in the intro, sometimes in the outros, but he's, like, really lyrical. Like, he enunciates his bars, but it's, like, I don't know, they're whack-ass bars. I don't know if that helps.
Whack-ass bars. I don't know.
His beats are cool.
Have you ever thought about maybe looking in the show notes where I always list who the artist is in the description of the show? That might be the way to figure that out.
If that helps, too. But
to find out who does those whack-ass bars.
Brad, this is Sephiris. I was the guy who was making the prank calls to fast food places, telling them I got bones in my shit.
Okay.
Or in my meat, I guess.
Gross.
A while back, my wife left me. Past, like, 4 or 5 months, PLA's been getting me through a lot of tough shit.
Aw.
I just want to say thanks for the good work, man.
You're welcome. Keep it up. Sorry to hear about your wife leaving you, but I'm better than your wife, and I'll never leave you, so just stick with the show, I guess.
Hey, Brad, it's your boy, King O' Slime.
Hey.
I've been a patron for like 2 years, you never shouted me out, it's all good, but I know you noticed that.
It's based on tears, King of Slime. Tears. Tears on the Patreon.com/phonelosers.
It's rarely somebody that sounds like me that calls in, but I just want to tell you, you're doing a good job, keep doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, King of Slime. Thanks for the voicemail.
Yo, it's Jay from America.
Hey,
yo,
Jay.
I was watching your show and my sack fell off. So,
Oh no!
You calling Brad? Hey, Brad! Uh-huh. It's Merrick. That was my brother.
I don't like your brother.
Showing him your show and now he's like gambling to it and stuff. It's crazy, bro. Hey, I'm gonna give you back to him. Just so you know, it's Merrick. Isn't that crazy? It's okay.
All right.
Bye.
What a voicemail that was.
Hey, Brad. It's Cody from Texas.
Hey, Cody.
I just listened to one of your shows, and in the opening, you recommended listening to the Pretend podcast about prank calls.
Yeah.
And man, it was very informative, and I'm sure you could relate to a lot of things on that show. One of the things I really enjoy about your show and one similar is that you guys have kind of a rules of prank calling, and it never goes to the extremes that some of these other guys go to.
Yeah.
But like,
I always delete out the parts of my shows where I trick fast food managers into strip searching their employees. I just kind of take that part out. You know, I don't want to leave that in there. That's just for me.
Nature of people to just fall for some of that stuff was just mind blowing. I could not even believe it.
Yeah.
Like, it's no wonder that the people do half the shit that you get them to do. I mean, flipping switches on a board is nothing compared to what the hoops that some of these people jump through.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks.
It really is crazy. I think you could convince people to do just about anything. And like PrankNet, that's fascinating to listen to. I know I always say that, but then I also always say that I feel kind of shitty for laughing about it because it's really terrible stuff that they're doing, causing millions in damages and stuff.
The hoops that some of these people jump through. Anyways, thanks for the recommendation. It was a very good read. And I mean, do you ever feel any sort of
the way... So you read the podcast? Is that what you're saying? You read pretendradio.org?
Hey, like that one lady had so much remorse for everything she's done. Like,
yeah.
You, I don't know, just any insights into it that you had, because I'm sure, like I said, you could relate to it. Thanks, Brad. Keep doing what you do. See ya.
She's probably full of shit, that lady. I don't know anything about her, but what a fucking snitch she was. I actually got to listen to PrankNet one night when they were doing the rapid fire sprinklers in hotels, you know, getting people to set off sprinklers, and you get to hear on the phone the sprinklers get set off in their face. They're getting sprayed with gross, dirty water. It's hilarious, but awful. You know, at least one of those people had like a baby in their room in a crib or something, and it got sprayed with dirty, gross water while it was sleeping. What a bunch of assholes.
Hey, Brad. Love you and love the show.
Thanks.
Hold on 1 second. Alexa, order dildos.
No.
Okay.
No. Anyway, don't do that.
Yeah, man.
Stop
love the show. You have a good one, all right? Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Okay.
See ya.
I can't really say anything, though. I remember doing those home assistant pranks who must not be named during shows, or they set off everyone's home assistants. I've done that to you guys before, so I guess I won't edit that voicemail out. And I think that's the last voicemail we're going to listen to. I still have plenty that I haven't played. Sorry about that, everyone. But I'm done. I have editing to do. I want to get this live show posted tonight. So thank you, your boy John Cena, Christine, Rev, Casey Deeply, and high school graduate. Thanks, everybody that supports the show, even the ones that I never shout out because they're not on the getting shouted out tier. I appreciate all the support. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to play this song that was sent to me by a listener named Jacuz. This is a song that he put together. Bye, everyone. Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everybody. Hey, everybody. I'm your host, Brad, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. And you say you heard someone in the background? Yeah, my supervisor wasn't on.
Yeah, and it sounded exactly
welcome to the
Snowplow
Show,
it sounded
everybody.
Just like Peggy. And she was like, is she
my
there?
Name is Peggy. Hello?
Peggy's the one that's been harassing me. She's the reason I have to change my phone number. So if you're putting her on the line, that's a little weird of you.
No, I'm not putting her on the line. I'm trying to change your number, ma'am. I'm typing it in the computer. I'm going to give you your new phone number.
Well, if that's Peggy on the line, if that's Peggy, I don't want her having my phone number. Because she'll just start texting me again. And
welcome to the Snowplow Show,
calling
everybody.
Calling for my husband. And you know what? I'm a married woman. I don't need this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's none of my business, ma'am. I'm just trying to change your number here. It should go into effect.
Hello?
And just, did was that you? I heard someone say hello.
I thought hello? I heard it too. It sounded like Peggy. I think Peggy's tapping into my line.
Well, I don't...
Oh, my God.
I don't think...
Hello?
Tapping into
my
your...
My name is Peggy.
Did she say her
name?
Welcome to
the
Snowplow Show.
Did she say her
name's
Peggy?
I heard the name Peggy, but I don't see how she could tap into my line. Peggy, are you in my line?
Yes, who is this?
You need to stop harassing me. This is Carol. Why are you in my phone
Carol?
Line?
Carol who?
Peggy, this is Roy from the phone company. You need to leave Carol alone. She's trying to change her number and move on with her life.
Excuse me.
You need to do the same thing. Hello? Like, leave her alone.
Welcome
ma'am.
To the Snowplow Show, everybody.
Who's this guy? Carol, is this someone on your end?
No, I don't know who that is. That might be Peggy's husband.
It seems like they're cutting out. It's hard to hear them.
You call him my wife. What's going on here?
It sounds like he's not with
the one.
It sounds like he's not with our phone company.
Hello?
His phone service sucks.
Yeah,
hello?
You should get a real care. Oh, hello? Who's this? Is this your supervisor?
Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everybody.
Can I ask what's going on? Because you guys keep calling my wife's cell phone.
We
have no idea what you're talking about.
No, we didn't call, sir. She called us. She just came on the line.
No.
I think she's tapped.
No, trust me.
I think she's tapped into Carol's phone.
You're watching.
Look,
no,
sir.
Nobody has tapped into any phone. This is a cell phone, and you keep calling this number.
Sir, you need to tell your wife to grow up. You know, I'm just trying to do my job here. I'm changing Carol's number.
I'm sorry. What company are you with?
I'm with the phone company, with AT&T.
What phone? AT&T. Okay, listen to me, please. You listen to me, please.
I'm listening.
I'm telling you right now, my wife is not in any way, shape, or form making these calls.
She's stalking me.
I do not know what is going on.
Your wife is stalking
but
me.
But my wife is not.
Yes,
no,
she is.
Is not. Snowplow Show,
and now
everybody.
She's,
I don't even know who this is.
Why would you guys get on my phone when I'm trying to change my number? Like, this is not cool.
We are not on your phone. You keep calling us. That's my point. We're not the ones calling anybody.
She needs to move on. You
we
know,
have
like,
no idea who this is.
Me and Peggy had this crazy rivalry back in high school. And she just needs to grow up and get over it, you know?
Okay,
I'm in my 40s.
Can I
welcome
ask you
to
one
the Snowplow Show, everybody.
Okay, my wife is in her 50s, so you were not in high school with her. So I don't know who you are.
No, my boyfriend was in high school with her, but he was dating me when I was in sixth grade.
What?
Oh, please, give me a break.
sir, what high school did you go to then?
Sir, why are you on our line? I'm on your account.
You're on my line, and if I get another phone call from this, I will be calling the FCC about it, because this is just really not
working.
The
FCC has no jurisdiction over us. The FCC can suck our dick.
Oh, the FCC has no jurisdiction over the phone company?
No, of course not. You don't know what you're talking about.
Federal Communications Commission does not have jurisdiction over the phone company.
Peggy's not using a damn ham radio. You need to brush up on your laws, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, you tell him, Roy.
I'm telling you right now, if you swear at me one more time,
oh, you're going to call the FCC?
That will be a problem.
Because I can't curse over the airwaves?
No, you're not actually allowed to do that.
Fuck.
I would love to have your supervisor right now.
You need to control your wife, sir.
You both need to just get real, because I'm telling you, you've got the wrong number, and you're the one calling us.
I can transfer you to my supervisor. Yeah, I can.
Please do. Right now.
Okay, but I'm going to tell the supervisor you guys are harassing Carol, both of you.
Somebody's calling me.
Excuse me? Who is this?
I'm fucking Roy. I'm a friend from an association.
What you need to do is you need to make sure you know what you're talking about. Who the hell are you?
Nothing.
I don't know who you think you are. Why am I out of breath? What was I dreaming about?
How did you get our number?
How do you have this number? How do you know who this is?
We've just identified ourselves, but...
Oh my God, this is crazy.
This is ridiculous.
This is crazy.
Oh,
I hung up.
Dude.